Today, I am sharing my subconscious mind reprogramming strategy to help you completely reprogram your subconscious mind for success. My name is Kath Kyle, and I help conscious creators and change makers to manifest success through my coaching, courses, and club. So let's go through this strategy. So how do we get programmed in the first place? We typically get programmed when we are children because we are in a state of being programmed. We can't help but be programmed. It's just how human nature is designed. But we can also be programmed as adults. It doesn't have to be limited to when we are children. So typically what happens is an event occurs. Some kind of event has to occur for your mind to be programmed. And this event involves the five senses, one of the five senses. So typically events involve conversations with other people where people are talking to you, they are telling you things. It might involve your eyesight where you have witnessed something. Sometimes it involves your smell or your taste, and other times it involves things that you actually touch. You think, well, I can touch this board, therefore I know that that board is physical, it feels a certain way. So the event occurs and the senses have sensed the event in some kind of way. Then what happens is you start to get thoughts about the event. So let me walk you through an example as we're going through. So I had an event occur when I was about 4 years old. I was in my first year of school and I had a teacher who wasn't very nice. And I remember her very clearly. I don't remember much about my childhood, but I do remember this event. And she was holding up pictures at the front of the class and she was saying, she was handing them out basically. People had put their names on the back of the picture and she was saying, Bobby, Daniel, and she was just handing out the pictures like this. And then at the end, she had a couple of pictures who people had forgotten to put their names on the back of the picture. So she didn't know whose pictures they were. And she held up one of them. And then the girl or the boy, whoever it was, remembered that it was their picture. So she gave it to them and she had one picture left. And she said, who does this picture belong to? And I looked at it. I didn't recognize it. And I just stayed quiet. And she kept on shouting, who does this belong to? Who does this picture belong to? Somebody, somebody must not have a picture. Who doesn't have a picture? And then I put up my hand, really scared at this point because she was shouting. And then she said, it's you, you, Catherine, you don't have a picture. How can you not remember even drawing the picture? Not only did you forget to write your name on the back of the picture, but you also forgot that you even drew the picture in the first place. What a bad memory you must have. And then she gave me the picture and that formed such a traumatic event in my memory that it made me form certain thoughts around that. So the thoughts that I was thinking after that event occurred was that I had a bad memory. Obviously, I had a bad memory. It had been proven to me because not only did I forget to write my name, I forgot I even drew the picture in the first place. So my thoughts are, I have a bad memory. These are the affirmations, the self-talk that I'm telling myself. I have a bad memory. I'm somebody who has a bad memory. I've thought it enough times. It's now formed a belief about myself. I now believe that I have a bad memory. I am somebody, my self-concept of myself is somebody with a bad memory. Then what happens is, as a result, you form a new reality. You form a new reality because you have created it in your mind. You've created it with your thoughts and with your belief system. It wasn't the event that created the new reality. It was your own beliefs about the event and what it means for you and your life that create the new reality. This has been proven by science now. We do actually create our reality based on our belief systems, based on our thoughts, which all stem from events. So now we've got this new reality. Another thing that science has proven is that our eyes see everything, they take in everything, But the brain doesn't show us everything that the eyes have taken in. The brain only shows us about 10% of everything that the eyes have seen. The brain processes the information to avoid overwhelm, because if the brain processed everything that it saw, we'd be completely overwhelmed. We'd be just thinking, there's a wall, there's a light, there's a door, there's a chair all the time. And our brains don't need to keep on telling us all of that information over and over again. So we've got something called the reticular activating system that filters all of the information that we're taking in through the five senses, through the eyes, through the ears, through the touch, through the taste, and through the smell. So it filters in the information that we're taking in, and it only processes and allows us to retain about 10% of that information. So it doesn't matter what the reality is actually showing you. Based on your belief system, you are only seeing 10%, and you've actually created a new reality. So even based on your new reality, you're only seeing about 10%, or you're only processing about 10%. You've only absorbed 10% of that new reality. So because you now have this new belief and you have this new reality, you start seeing evidence that backs up your belief system. And that evidence is more evidence of what you actually believe. So the evidence that I've had going through my life is evidence that I have a bad memory. So when I worked as a teacher, I remember I had two bosses that controlled different parts of the work that I did. My first boss often gave me the tasks that I was to do via email, and I could work through them because I didn't have to remember them. I worked through them systematically one by one. It was a really good way for me to process information. Then I had another boss, and she would often tell me the tasks that I needed to do as I walked past her on the corridor, and I would always forget them. And she would talk to my other boss and say, Catherine never remembers the tasks that I tell her to do. And she would say she only remembers things that are written down because she's got a bad memory. So you have to write down the tasks for her. So the new boss would write the tasks on a post-it note, and she would walk past me on the corridor, and she would stick it onto my clothes as we walked past, which is quite demeaning. But this is what my new reality was, because in my new reality, I was somebody who couldn't be trusted to remember information, and it spills into more areas of my life. Like, for example, when my husband asks me to do things, would you mind just telling the school this, sorting this out for the kids? And I have always said to him, if you don't send me it electronically in a list form or write it down as a note and put it on my desk, I won't remember. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that I keep telling other people around me, you have to treat me differently, you have to give me special treatment, because of my belief system that I don't have a good memory. And then because you've seen so much evidence, and because you've told other people that this is your reality, and then they feed it back to you again and again and again, and they don't expect anything of you. They just conform to your new reality. So there's so much evidence that this now becomes a knowing. At this point, you are programmed, and there's no going back from this. And this is the state in which most people stay for the rest of their life, in the state of knowing, and that's why most people's lives don't change. For us, we are different, and thankfully you are watching this video because you have been given the prompt that you can actually reprogram your subconscious mind. So thank goodness you are here, because you know that, because you've been given some kind of subconscious knowledge, you now know that it is possible for you to reprogram your subconscious mind. So now I'm going to walk you through how to reprogram your subconscious mind, how to become one of the few people who actually break free from these patterns that hold them there the rest of their lives. So now that you are here, now that you know that your thoughts and your beliefs determine your reality, you need to decide what reality you actually want. You need to decide not only what do you want, but you need to decide that you have it right now. You have it in your imagination. So when I decided that I wanted to choose a new reality, I wanted to choose a different version of my reality. I didn't want to have a belief system where I had a bad memory because it was really holding me back. It was preventing me from progressing in my business. I didn't feel like I could create YouTube videos just like this one because I felt like I would forget everything. I would forget my words, I would get mind blanks, and everything would go completely out of my memory. And I really wanted a YouTube channel. And then suddenly I had a thought that I'm the creator of my reality. I can choose. I choose whatever I want. I am no longer going to have this thought or this belief that I have a bad memory. And I simply decided I have a good memory. I decided right in the present moment, I have a good memory. Right now, I don't have to wait. Now I have a good memory. This is really easy to do with self-concept. Anything that you believe about yourself, you can change it in an instant just by deciding. And sometimes this can be enough. Simply deciding can be enough to completely reprogram your subconscious mind, and you can skip straight to knowing if you don't have anything that's holding you back. But sometimes we are trying to manifest things in our physical reality, and our physical reality keeps on showing us evidence to the contrary. And that's why we need to go through a longer process to reprogram our subconscious mind. If we keep having limiting beliefs that are holding us back, if we keep jumping back to the previous knowing all the time, then we need to do a few more steps to reprogram our subconscious mind. So I decided I have a good memory, but then thoughts kept on cropping up again. I kept flipping back into my old belief systems. I kept on coming up with certain circumstances that would involve me having to remember something. And then I would say to people, can you just send me that electronically? I don't think I'm going to remember that. So I kept jumping back to the previous belief system. So I decided I needed to do a bit more work. I needed to use a few more manifestation techniques to really reprogram my subconscious mind. So the next thing I did was create an imaginary event. So similar to the event that happened when we first were programmed, we need to do exactly the same again, exactly the same process, but consciously deciding what we want. And as we can't control our physical reality, as our physical reality simply happens to us based on our belief system, what we need to do is create an event in our mind, in our imagination, because the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference. It doesn't know the difference between the physical reality and the imagined reality. So what you need to do is you need to create an event in your imagination that demonstrates the new thought that you have decided to think, the new belief system that you've decided on, the new thing that you are trying to manifest actually happens in your imagination in an event. And you need to use at least one of the five senses. And as a lot of events that occur, that program us in the first place, are down to a conversation, are down to hearing something from an authority source that we've actually believed, it makes sense to create an event which is similarly somebody that you trust is now telling you what your new reality looks like. So I created an imaginary scene where my husband was saying to me, wow, you have such a good memory now. Everything that I ask you to do, you just remember to do it. You don't forget to do anything. I no longer have to send you things electronically. You've got such a good memory. And then I repeat back to him, yes, I know, it's amazing. I have got such a good memory now. And then that's used my hearing as the sense, but I can also see him in my imagination. So I'm using my imaginary sense, my eyesight as well. So now I've created this imaginary event, which I'm replaying in my imagination every single day before I fall asleep, because that's the most powerful time to reprogram the subconscious mind, when you're falling asleep, because it gets brought into your sleep and then the subconscious mind takes it as a fact. So the next thing that happens is you need to change the thoughts that you are thinking. You might still be thinking the existing thoughts, the old thoughts that I have a bad memory. So really try and pay attention to your new thoughts. When you get a thought that I have a bad memory, you need to switch it for the new thought. No, I don't have a bad memory. No, reject. I have a good memory. I have a great memory. My memory is absolutely perfect. If you can't remember what the new thought is when you're having a moment, you could just say, everything always works out for me. Have a mantra, a positive mantra that you always say to negate negative thoughts. So when you've thought these thoughts enough and you've replayed the imaginary event enough times in your mind, you now start to form a belief that you now have a good memory, that you are believing your new thought, and that becomes your new reality. Thoughts become things, and because of the observer effect, you now form a new reality based on what you believe you are going to see in your new reality. So your reticular activating system now starts showing you all of the evidence where you have demonstrated this new belief system. So you're seeing all this evidence. You're seeing that, ooh, I have a great memory now. I've remembered this, I've remembered that. I've now created a YouTube video and I didn't need to read word for word from my script. I can now remember everything that I wanted to say really easily. That must mean that I have a good memory. And then eventually the imaginary event will occur in real life where the person who you trust or somebody else will now tell you, you have a good memory now. So that's more evidence, and that's the only evidence that you need to really know that this is true, to know that you have your new reality and that the old reality is completely gone. You're reprogrammed and you now know that this is real, that you've got exactly what you wanted. So when you get to the state of knowing, you are now reprogrammed. So this is exactly how you reprogram your subconscious mind. And I also have a free guide on creating reverse memories, which helps you to create new belief systems and helps you to create imaginary events. And it goes into this a lot more detail. And in my example, I walk you through an example of making $20,000 a month and the way in which you can do it with an imaginary event. So if you want that guide, click on the link below and grab that now. And if you would like to go deeper into reprogramming your subconscious mind for success, I would love to invite you to come and join my Business Manifestation Club, where we focus on going deep into these kind of topics, manifestation topics for success, to help you reprogram your subconscious mind for success. And we focus on a new challenge every single month. And I have workbooks and other bonuses and meditations, guided meditations and affirmations, brain stamps, so many amazing bonuses as part of that system. So come and join us there if you're interested in manifesting business or success in the workplace. And I would love it if you would leave me a comment letting me know, have you ever successfully reprogrammed your subconscious mind and what did you reprogram? And if you haven't, what are you now going to reprogram? What are you going to decide you want your new reality to look like? Leave me a comment below and let me know. And if you like this video, I would love it if you would like it. And if you like this kind of content, then subscribe to my channel because I have plenty more content like this. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.